Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And so is John Bosa. Joining us on the Dialpad guest line, the great John Bosa, played himself, has two sons in the NFL. Not so bad. One of those sons, a 49er, Nick Bosa, got tangled up on the field the other day. Little ankle issue. John Bosa joining us. John, thanks for joining us. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Everything's great.
Good. That's what we like to hear. So as much as you can fill us in, how's Nick feeling right now?
Well, you know, I mean, it is part of football. He goes 100 miles an hour every snap, and unfortunately he got rolled into. So the MRI came out as best you can hope for. So I'm not sure the timetable, but I don't think, I certainly don't think the opener is in jeopardy. So, you know, it's frustrating for him, obviously having a great camp and feeling really good. You know, worked his butt off all summer, really in top shape. So, you know, thank God for his flexibility and because he did get rolled up pretty bad, and it could have been, you know, it always could have been worse. So it is what it is, and, you know, that's why I tried to push my sons to play golf and and all these other sports, but that didn't work, and he'll be fine. Obviously a little frustrated because he's been having a great camp and super happy.
So. 49er fans obviously excited to get him back out there. Is it tough for him in camp to not play 100%? He's such a hard-charging player, and yet these games and these practices don't have the same meaning that they will. Is this something that he'll learn as he gets deeper into his pro career?
I don't know. He's never really been able to throttle down. I mean, obviously, in when there are certain certain walkthroughs or certain tempos, that he'll certainly, you know, kind of adhere to that. But when it's when it's an 11-on-11, it's full go like I said, both my sons go and they go hard every play, and that's part of what makes them great. And it's also it's a statistical game, I guess, and so it, you know, when you're out there, you know, things like that can happen. There's bodies flying a little bit, and unfortunately, some things have happened to him. But overall, you know, I think tempo wise, it'll really be. And the coaches have done a good job of kind of, you know, working him slowly into more and more reps, and that's kind of the way to rein him in. But when he's out there in team and it's full go, he's going to go. So.
Yeah, well, Mr. Bosa, thanks for joining the show. It's Lorenzo here. Personal question: How is it? How do you deal with your son, or see how do you deal with your boys? I have my son; he's at Purdue and having a pretty good. He's going to look to having a pretty good year. They, you know, sought after, probably be drafted high, you know, in this year's draft. But sometimes it's weird that, you know, you call and you don't get a call back for a day, or you don't want to bother them. How do you kind of balance those things back, without not overdoing it? You know, you don't want to give them too much information. How do you kind of deal with those things?
Well, and I've said this many times, as a dad, I've taken a different approach, even from youth, and we were blessed to have an amazing youth league, in Pembroke Pines Optimist, which basically what I told them, I said, listen, my promise to them was to surround them with great people, but then I just stepped back and I'm dad. I've never coached them. I'm not going to be their agent. I'm not going to be their financial advisor. I just want to be dad. I'm always there for them, but, we've been blessed through the Ohio State years,
sure,
now into the NFL. You have great coaches, great people surrounding them. So that's really been, you know, afforded me to just step back and be their dad. So, you know, I know their schedules. I know how their lives have been very structured, very busy from day one. And I've never had to push. Like I said, when they were younger, I pushed away and wanted them to start later, and that didn't work. So I've always just kind of, you know, kids have to have a passion and have to be self-driven and self-motivated in this sport because it's a sport that's very difficult to practice. You know, basketball practice is a blast. Baseball practice is fun. Well, football practice is a grind. And so if kids don't love it and aren't self-motivated, a parent is not going to be able to do that for them. So they've always been driven, you know, even in high school when they had winter workouts at, you know, at 6 a.m., all I had to do was wake them up and one time and cook them breakfast and they were off and running. So it's really, but I know when to kind of leave them alone and let them do their thing. And I know that, you know, it's a grueling schedule and certainly in camp, you know, I'm thrilled when I look at my phone and they're calling me, but I try and give them their time and I know if they need something, they know where to call.
That's an awesome answer.
Yeah,
that's an awesome answer.
Thank you for sharing.
John Bosa, dad of Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, joining us here on 95.7 The Game, joining us on the Dial Pad guest line. And John, we just got this report on the phone seconds ago while you were just talking to Lorenzo Neal, a report from NBC Sports Bay Area saying that defensive end Nick Bosa sustained a significant ankle sprain that will knock him out for the entire exhibition season at least. That's from the 49er reporter Matt Maiocco. So not that I'm trying to throw you a curve and give it to you,
no.
You know, but I just thought I wanted to bring that up and say, boy, you might have to pick up that phone and give Nick a call this afternoon today.
Right. Well, you know, a high ankle sprain, and Lorenzo will know, you know, a high ankle sprain, it takes some time. And no matter the grade of the MRI was the lowest grade. So that's a blessing, you know,
right.
That there's not ligament damage or the x-rays were clean. There's no bone chip or things like that. But a high ankle sprain takes time. And so that's why it may very well push him into the season opener. But that's because there's just, you know, you can't play God with certain things like that. And there's just time that has to be. And that's why he's so disappointed, because for him to miss, you know, the rest of camp, even though I think it's clear that he's knocked all the rust off, he's got his confidence as far as pass rushing. He's very, I think it's understated, the stoutness he plays against the run, very difficult to move him. So he's where he wanted to be. Now, this is certainly unfortunate, but I don't think he'll miss a beat. You know, if the worst case scenario is he's playing at Tampa, he's kind of honed his skill, which was really necessary, because you guys know there was a long gap between actually football playing, and that there's no other way to train pass rushing and playing that physical position without actual reps. So he's gotten enough reps in. I think his confidence is there. Unfortunately, there may be a little gap here, but he'll go into the season hopefully, you know, perfect and well rested, and go when the games count on the schedule. He should be there. So it was not insignificant, but it, you know, as a dad, what are you supposed to say to your son? You know, he calls me and I can tell in the tone of his voice within 2 seconds that something's not quite right. And so as a dad, I'm, you know, there's blessings. The Bosa family is very blessed. Okay.
Amen.
And so I try and always accentuate the positive that, hey, the MRI came out clean. The x-rays came out clean. Yes, there's a significant ankle sprain. But other than that, there's no damage in there, and he's going to be good to go. And again, I don't know whether that means three weeks or 4 weeks, but I'm pretty confident that he'll heal up and be ready for Tampa. So, you know, I've warned people since I was at youth league, don't sit around me during game day, because I'm a nervous wreck and I'm usually in a kind of a foul mood because of this exact thing. I love watching my sons. I'm proud, the proudest dad there is, but I'm always worried about stuff like this. So it is what it is, you know.
John Bosa, father of Nick and Joey here on 95.7 The Game. What kind of skills does he have beyond the movement skills? So if he has an ankle that's going to hamper him maybe a little bit early on in the season, what are some of his other go-to attributes that will help him offset maybe being a little bit hindered by the ankle early on?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's the clearest thing is his ability to his hand usage and his ability to bend. It's actually kind of freakish that the way that he can turn the corner after he's made his hand movements and been able to kind of fight off the hands of the offensive lineman, then his ability to bend and explode into the quarterback is freakish. So he has those skills. Hopefully it won't hinder him as far as getting off the ball. Against the run, he's so strong in his base, and he plays with perfect leverage, perfect pad level. He's been doing that since youth football, and it's a God-given thing. It's certainly not something I was able to teach him, but he's got the ability to play with leverage and his hands. So, obviously an ankle could hinder possibly, his get off and kind of some things like that, but hopefully it won't, and hopefully he'll be healed up. But he has all that kind of the total package. When you have the speed, you have really amazing strength, and then that hand leverage, and it's why he is what he is and how he can play. And I think it was on Showcase, up to this point in camp.
Well, Mr. Bosa, yesterday I had a good friend of mine who I played with in Tennessee, Eddie George from the Ohio State, and he had this to say about your son.
He is like Javon Kearse was. Very athletic, extremely flexible.
That's pretty high. When you hear something like that from Eddie George, what does that make you think about your son? That's pretty high praise from Eddie.
Well, first of all, I love Eddie. He's a fantastic person, as well as being obviously a legend, in both leagues and at Ohio State. Just a fantastic person. But that's high praise. I mean, Javon is, I think his nickname was the Freak, right?
Absolutely.
He was an amazing guy and an amazing career. That's high praise. Obviously, I think it's rare, I think, to find guys who have that unique combination. There are true just speed guys, and then there's true, J.J. Watt kind of overpowering guys. I think Nick is that unique combination. Obviously, it's a little troubling, that he's been hurt and this, going through camp, when you have this kind of momentum and confidence, as a player, that's such an important thing to walk on the field and feel great. You know what I mean? And you feel great and you feel like you can't get blocked or you can't get tackled or, when you have that inner confidence, that's so important, and he'll have to kind of reboot that. But obviously, a comparison to a player like that is amazing. Nick's got a long way to go, honestly, to be compared to a guy like that. But I appreciate that, and I do see the combination that Nick has is unique. It really is. It's the strength, the power, and then the skill. Both my sons, that's all they do. They're continually. First of all, they're never satisfied. Joey is never satisfied. If he got blocked on one rep in a practice, he's pissed about that one play, even though he may have had a great practice, and he instilled that with Nick. And so no matter what they attain, what level of success they have, they are never content. And I think that's the mark of a true, great player, is you're constantly trying to get better. Every practice, you want to feel like you moved forward. And that's what's unique about those two guys, and Nick's the same way. And so he'll have to kind of rebuild that, but he's never satisfied, and he'll just keep working. They're ridiculously hardworking guys at their skill, at their craft.
John, we really appreciate you giving us all this insight into Nick and Joey, and just your thoughts on being a dad for these guys. And we know it's tough right now with the information that we now have on Nick and the ankle sprain that he has. We really appreciate you coming on. We know you want to be a dad and talk to your son, so go do that as well and make him feel as best you can. But I hope you don't mind, every once in a while we might tap into your resources. I'd really enjoyed talking to you about football, just about being dad of a couple of players. If you don't mind, maybe every once in a while we'll just check in with you.
No, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully the next time we'll have all positive things to talk about. But it's a pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on.
Love it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.